let your heart pour forth words of praise, of adoration,
hallelujah,
exaltation.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you, Father. Oh, you're a good God. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
So good to us, oh God. We are so grateful for you, for a relationship with you. And we acknowledge that the same power that rose Jesus from the dead dwells in us. We thank you that it's not a different power. It's not a lesser or weaker power. It's the same power. There's none higher. There's none greater. There's none more powerful. Same power that raised Jesus from the dead. We bless you. We honor you. If anybody has a word, go ahead and speak it out, or a scripture. Go ahead and share it. Bless you, Lord.
Search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place whence I called you to be carried away captive.
Thank you. We thank you for your word, Father. For your word is truth, for your word is life. We can trust you. We can believe what you say, what you've spoken to us. We put our faith in you. When all else is shifting sand, our feet are planted on a solid rock in you, Father. We thank you for that. Thank you, Father. May you be honored. May you be glorified. May you be blessed by everything that we say and everything that we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you all could be seated if you like. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you guys up here. Are you blessed? Just blessed? I mean, you're just so blessed, you just don't deserve it. You're just blessed and you don't deserve it at all. Amen. I'm glad with Dad that we don't have to work for it, we don't have to earn it, and we don't even have to deserve it. He just loves us because we're his kids. Yeah, that's it. That's who he is. How would you like to know? I'm going to tell you so simply this morning, and I'm just going to share for a couple minutes because this is Operation Christmas Child Packing Party Day, and we're going to get after it here in just a minute, but I just want to share something really quick with you. It all depends on how you answer this, though, okay? So it's either going to be very long or it's going to be very short, and it's up to you. So how many of you would like to know for certain, not if, not a maybe, but know for certain, that everything you pray and everything you speak will come to pass? It's going to be very long, I'm telling you, unless we... John chapter 15. Last week I talked a little bit. There's so much about abiding in the vine. And there's so much depth there. I just wanted to share a little bit. But as we were singing that song, the same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us. That's a fact. That's true. That's the word of God. That same power. But that same power in us also wants to be released into the world. Amen. As a creative power, yeah. as the will of God going forth to change things, shape things, heal our bodies, set people free, change nations, change governments. That's right. You guys awake?
Yes.
You want to know?
Yes.
Chapter 15, I'm sorry. John chapter 15. Verse 7. Here's what, this is in red. Jesus said this. If is one of the biggest words in the Bible. If. This is what he said. If you abide in me and my words abide, dwell, live in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done. That's what he said. That's what he said. So what's the requirement? That we abide in him. We don't come and go. A branch doesn't cut itself off and say, I got to go to work now and be crazy and I'll come back later and stick on. I'll attach on Sundays. I'll be attached at my quiet time when I wake up. And no, it's abiding, dwelling constantly through all of the ebbs and flows of life. All the highs, all the lows, that we constantly stay abiding in Him, that we're attached to the vine and we're receiving all of those nutrients, all of the water from Him, even in times when we don't understand it. And His words abide, they dwell in us. We're feeding on His word. We're feeding on Him and getting the word down on the inside of us. And that we're changing, because abiding in the vine and the fruit that is being bore is character traits, Christ-like character. And the more Christ-like we become, the more of the word that's dwelling on the inside of us. And as we are in this type of a process, this is discipleship too, by the way. This is what a disciple is. Then we can ask whatever we wish, and it will be done. You know why? Because as we're abiding in the vine and we are bearing Christ-like character fruit, our desires are changing. And they're lining up to His desires. And we're praying according to His will. And that same power that raised Christ from the dead in us, and we're hearing what God has to say, and we're speaking forth His will into the earth. And we are asking whatever we wish, because our character, we're going to have it. That's how it's done. That's so simple, isn't it? I mean, you got to hire somebody. You have to hire them to make this difficult for you. It is so simple. Amen. Lord, I pray, Father, that Your word just goes past our ears and our minds right into our hearts. We don't try to figure everything out. We just receive it. We just receive Your word. And it changes our heart. We thank You. Thank You for speaking to us. Thank You for leading us, for guiding us. God, I thank You that Russ heard Your voice as he's driving down the road. And he obeyed what You had to say. Hallelujah. Thank You for Crystal, that she's hearing what You're saying. For Christine Jones, she's hearing what You're saying and moving forward. All those that are dealing with issues, health issues or circumstance issues, relationship issues. It's the same process. We just hear what God has to say and we move forward. Even if we don't understand that, what He's saying, we just say yes and we do what we're hearing God say to do. And we get His results. Amen. Thank You, Lord. Well, I'm done. I think that's a record. That's one of the shortest sermons, but don't get too used to that. Yeah. So, hey, this is, how many of you have had fun going and buying stuff for your kids? I did too. It was a blast. Yeah, I know. It's easy to get carried away. And it's just a lot of fun. This is really a privilege and an honor. And later today when we're down there, we're going to pray over these boxes that they find the right kids they were supposed to find, and that the Word of God, if they don't already have a relationship, that they'll have a relationship with God, know how much God in heaven loves them, and not only for their kids, but their families and friends and everybody else that could be touched by this. Millions upon millions of these boxes are going out all over the place. It's just a wonderful thing. I love the unity aspect of it, too. It's not like it's just us, but it's all so many other congregations hooked up doing this together. This is a collection week this week, and so we're all doing it basically together. May not have a packing party like we're going to have, but let me give you a little bit of an idea how the rest of the morning is going to go. Okay, this is just going to be light and it's going to be fun. It's not heavily structured, but I want everybody to know kind of what we're doing. We have these boxes, but they're not made up yet, okay, for everybody. They're flat. They're already downstairs. When you go downstairs, and we'll do that here in a few minutes, Cherie's down there, and it's just something simple for lunch. She made some chili, and I'm not sure what all else is down there. But when you go down, you'll see two rows of tables similar to like what we normally do. One set is all made up nice and pretty. Another set has all these boxes on it. Now, we're going to need all the tables down there because what we'll do when we go down is we'll start packing first, okay? So you'll have to grab some boxes, however many you are packing. You'll have to put the box together, okay, to make it look like this. If it doesn't look like this, you did something wrong. Scott, okay, if you're just having issues or trouble, call somebody besides me to help you, okay? However, you know, Samaritan's Purse, this is, you know, who we're this, you know, Operation Christmas Child is a ministry from Samaritan's Purse, and they are so organized. Even on the cardboard box, it tells you everything. It tells you how to put it together. It gives you a website. It does everything, okay? And then it tells you even how to, if you go to the website, it tells you how to pack it and everything. It made it so simple. So we're going to get boxes, we're going to put them together, and then just start packing your box, okay? Now, I posted something on, if you're not on Facebook, you didn't see it, or if you don't look at our Facebook page, you didn't see it either, but you can take your gifts that you have out of the original package if you like and need more room. I'm planning on doing that, okay? So you can take them out of the package and pack them a little tighter if you like. When you pack it, the lid has to close, okay? It can't be like stuck up like this or have like a big bulge in the middle or something like that. Yeah, you can't sit on it and try to, you know, like you do your luggage or something. So it has to close. If this box closes pretty good, but there's nothing in it yet. If your box doesn't close really good, it still needs to be nice and square. We do have rubber bands. We have tape down there. Do not put tape on it. Don't seal it up in any way, because when it goes to the distribution, they have to open it and look at it and make sure there's the things in it that can go. But we can put a rubber band around it if we need to, okay? All right, so you put your boxes together, pack your box. Now, did you guys write letters yet? Letters? Pictures? Okay. You can do it today if you want or whatever. Now, you don't have to do this, but one of the things you can do is after your box is packed, you can tape your letter, picture, or whatever right here. We have Scotch tape down there. You can put it on the lid if you like. You can lay it right on top if you want. But remember, these boxes are going to a distribution place, and they're going to be opened up and looked at. And so I'm going to tape mine right here to the lid so they'll stay there. And then if you don't have a picture, that's fine too. I just think it's neat if you have a picture where they can make a little bit of a connection, you know, and see who it is. Okay, so you got your box, you put your box together, pack your box, put your letter, your picture in there, tape it to the lid if you like. Now, as far as labels go, as we mentioned earlier, New Covenant is paying the $9 per box to ship your box, okay? We already have a bunch of labels printed up. Now, this is even spelled out too, because I'm going to give you a label. And when you're finished, let me know, and I'll give you your label for however many boxes you have. And it says right there, place your boy, girl label right there. Make sure you put it in this area. It doesn't have to be exactly over that, but at this end somewhere, okay? On the label, it will say boy, girl, and the age that you picked. So remember which box you packed for what age and if it's a boy or a girl, and then check that label, okay, boy or girl, and check the age. Does that make sense? It will, too. It'll even make more sense when you see it. Yeah, Jay. Yeah. We have 100 boxes down there, and we had 50 sign up. 50 boxes sign up, okay? So we should have plenty of boxes left. I did not print enough labels yet, so once we get close, I'm going to print them because I wanted to make sure people were going to be here instead of we're just spending $9 for a bunch of labels that, because there are some people that are not here that are doing boxes on their own. So I'm going to give you a label when you're ready, and on that label, there's a it's not really a barcode. What's those funny little things they call them now, the square things that you... Yeah, QR thing. There's that on the label. Right underneath, there's a small number. Now, I tried. This is not going to be perfect. But if you write your number down that you have of the label, we're going to later, we'll send out an email address that you can go to with that number and put that number in, and you'll be able to track your boxes, okay? I originally told you that we're not going to do it, but I decided to try to do it. It's made it just a little bit confusing, and it may not work perfectly, but I think the majority of people, just write that number down, save that number, okay? Now, when you get, if you have, let's say you have two boxes, I'm going to give you two labels, and they're going to have the exact same number on it. okay? So you may not have a different number for a different box. You'll just know that those boxes where they went, okay? You might not know which one. Not right now, but you'll be able to find out. And they won't have that information, they said, until like the middle of December. So you're not going to be able, you know, when we send it, you're not going to get it right away. Okay, so we'll email that web address out. You hold on to your own number. If you want, what's even easier is you just take a picture of the label with your phone so you have it instead of writing it down, and then you'll have the exact number. Okay, does that make sense so far? Any questions? Okay, and I'll help you with some of this as we go down. Okay, one more thing I forgot about the label. Most of you are going to have a label that actually has sticky stuff on the back of it that you can stick. Some of you are going to have a label that's just a plain piece of paper. Okay? We have glue sticks down there. So you'll have to glue stick the back of it and stick it on the box. You can tape it, but don't tape over the code. You can tape the ends if you want with Scotch tape, if you want to just make sure that label stays on it, okay? But don't cover the code part, okay? Like I said, most of you, you're going to have to, when you get your label, we have scissors down there too, you're going to have to cut your label out a little bit better than what it is. And if you have two boxes, I'm going to give you one sheet of paper, and it's going to have two labels on it, and you'll have to cut the labels out, okay? Make sense? Like I said, I only printed like 33 labels. We're going to have more than that, and we'll print them before you leave so you can get a number. Okay? Questions? No. I'm going to say it backwards really quick. Actually, I'm just going to do it in tongues, and then you're just going to have to interpret it. let me make sure. I said everything. Lid. If we have extra stuff, like, you know, if I have anything extra that doesn't fit in our box, I mean, I'm just going to let people know, hey, I got some extra stuff if you want to put in, or we can do that. Okay. I thought I saw a hand back here somewhere. Did somebody raise a hand? Okay. All right. Like I said, it's going to be real light. We'll head downstairs. Go ahead and grab a box. The tables we have set up with boxes on them, it's not going to be big enough for everybody. Go ahead and move over to the other tables. Use whatever space you need. Let's pack our boxes together. When everybody's done, we'll pray over them. If you're done like really fast before everybody else, you go ahead and eat if you like. It's just going to be a relaxed time of fun and stuff, okay? Nothing really highly structured. Is that okay? Is that good? We'll have fun together. Amen. We'll get out and go downstairs then. Hey, can I just, I'm sorry, let me mention something really quick. I didn't write this down, and we talked about this real quick on Wednesday, but I want to mention it again. We'll probably talk about it in upcoming weeks. Because of the church shooting in Texas, I don't want anybody coming here to this building feeling unsafe in any way, okay? So that's a very high priority for us. We've talked about a lot of this in years past. So we have cameras. We have several cameras around the building. We have one outside in the parking lot that we try to monitor so we'll know who's coming in and out. This back door stays locked like almost all of the time. But since we're going downstairs, we're moving a little bit, we're going to lock this door up here, okay? And that one, if you go out, it's going to close and lock automatically. Just make sure somebody knows you're going out and you need to come back in. Because, I'm assuming many of you have stuff that is still in your cars that you need to get. So we'll give you some time to go get all your stuff before that, but just know that that door is going to be locked. Also know this, that several people here have conceal and carry, and they are carrying weapons, okay? I just want you to know that. I want to say something really quick about that. If you're carrying conceal and carry, please do not pull it out unless you intend to use it. And if you intend to use it, make 100% sure you're aiming at the bad guy, okay? I don't expect anything to happen. I just want people to feel safe when they come here. I don't want people fearing. Because I have a, you know, there's been some talk like people are, you know, a little bit scared. And I don't want people to be scared at all, okay? So our kids' protection and your protection is a high priority. Amen. Bless you. I'll see you downstairs.